You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone, it's good to see all of you here in our 3 p.m. online worship service. And I hope that you and your family are tuning in our online service. By the way, my name is Pastor Mar, and I am privileged and glad to continue our series on the ability to produce wealth. But before we dive into the preaching of God's Word, kung first time nyo po na mag-join sa amin ngayong hapon, would you give us an emoji wave para po ma-recognize namin kayo? Also, kung di pa rin po kayo part ng Victory Group, would you give us a heart emoticon para matulungan po namin kayo on how you can join a Victory Group. So right now, we are now on our third week of our series, The Ability to Produce Wealth. And we will be talking about charge to trust. Speaking of charge to trust, ano po ba yung pagkakaintindi natin when we hear that statement? So habang nag-iisip po tayo, pwede po tayong mag-type dun sa ating comment section, no? Mag-comment po tayo kung ano po yung pagkakaintindi natin sa statement na yon. Pero as I was searching po kay Mr. Google, ayan, ang kaibigan po ng karamihan sa atin, yung charge to trust po is means mandated to trust or asked to trust, demanded to, imposed to, told to, or commanded to. Why? Because we are being charged to trust kasi nga po, no, we have the tendency not to. Ibig sabihin, talagang meron po tayong ugali na minsan ayaw po natin magtiwala. That is why we are being charged to trust. We have the tendency po to be self-reliant. And that's the truth. That's the reality. Or we have the tendency to look to other people or things to depend on. Last week, si Pastor Romel po, no, nag-preach po siya about yung wilderness o yung week 2 na itong series natin. And in our wilderness and valleys of life, we can still experience God's provision. Maybe we can relate, no, that wilderness to the pandemic that we are experiencing now, or kung hindi man pandemic, probably meron tayong mga personal battles na we feel like na nasa wilderness tayo. And alam po natin na during wilderness, na ang dami pong mga issues of the heart na pwedeng mag-surface or mag-resurface. But whatever circumstance that we might go through during the time of wilderness, we are charged to trust. Ibig sabihin po that we are commanded to put our faith and confidence in our faithful God. So today, our text will be coming from Deuteronomy 8, verses 5 to 10. Then magja-jump po tayo sa verses 17 to 18. So let us read. Sabi po din sa verse 5, know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in His ways and by fearing Him. Okay? So then sabi rin sa verse 7, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. Wow! A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And verse 10, you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Now let's jump po dun sa verse 17. No? Sabi po rito, beware lest you say in your heart, my power and might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may confirm His covenant that He swore to your forefathers as it is this day. Let us all pray. Lord, thank you, God, for the preaching of your word. I pray, God, that through this scripture, Lord God, that we've read, Lord, mangusap ka po sa amin, God. Mangusap ka sa puso namin. At kung meron po kaming mga issues of the heart, as we talk about your word today, I pray, God, na i-deal mo po sa amin yon individually. Holy Spirit, speak to us. And we pray na after this preaching, we will all come out changed by you, Lord God, by your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, na even in this pandemic, Lord, we say, we are charged to trust in you. This we ask, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Alam po ninyo, no, this instruction na binigay po ni God through Moses was given when they were about to enter the promised land. And here's the picture of the promised land based po dun sa binasa natin from verses 7 to 10. Na sinasabi na yung good land po daw where there are brooks of water, fountains, and spring. It means na wala pong drought na may experience yung people of Israel during that time. That meron pong parati silang harvest na may experience. Meron din tinatawag na land of abundant food na sinasabi ron na hindi po daw sila magugutom. Diba sabi nga po dun sa verse 10, and you shall eat and be full. Okay? At sinasabi rin na yung land po na yun ay merong storage ng iron and copper na talagang makikita po natin, no, hindi po sila makaka-experience ng poverty. And many of us, maybe, we are entering also our promised land, a breakthrough or a new season, new adventure. Or if it is not a new season, maybe God wants you to have a new heart today. Okay? But ano po ba yung instruction ni God dito sa binasa natin? He begins it with verse 5. Sabi po doon, know then in your heart. Imagine yung mga Israelites po, no? They went through 400 years of slavery. Then yung deliverance, yung wilderness, ang dami po nilang pinagdaanan, ang dami nilang nakita, ang dami nilang narinig. And I'm sure many have stored in their hearts. And through Moses, God wants to give instructions that will not only inform them, okay, or inform their mind or their emotions, but specifically speak and deal with the heart. Now, bakit po yung puso? Why the heart? Dahil ang puso po ng mga Israelites at nating lahat. Okay? So, alam natin na ito po yung pinakasentro ng ating pagkatao at saka personalidad. Dito po nang gagaling yung mga attributes natin, yung behavior, kung nagiging temperamental tayo, nagiging emotional tayo, even yung mental capacity. And that characterizes a unique individual. So, sabi po dun sa Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. Kaya ang pinag-uusapan po natin yung puso ngayon, no? For everything you do flows from it. It means, out of the heart, okay, yung lumalabas po daw sa puso are the issues of life. In other words, kung ano po ang laman ng puso natin, yun ang tinutukoy sa kung ano ang gagawin natin o kapupuntahan natin. Sabi nga, what's in the inside, that is the one that will manifest in the outside. Kaya kung tama ang laman ng puso natin, our life will go right. If the things in our hearts are wrong, then our life will go wrong as well. So the question is, what's in our heart? Okay? Ano po may nasa puso natin? Because what, as I've said, what's in our heart will affect the whole way that we live. That is why it's important po kay God na tama ang laman ng puso natin. And before God brings the Israelites to the promised land, He wanted them to know His instruction by heart, His charges to their hearts. And I believe it is the same thing with us. God wants to instruct our hearts. I believe, no, ngayon po tayo, di ba, nagdaan tayo ng pandemic. And nakita natin na ang dami na nagkakaroon ng vaccination. And all of us are looking forward next year. Probably, yun po yung new season natin. Probably, God is preparing something for us, something that we've never experienced before, something that is big. Pero ngayon pa lang, naniniwala po ako na nire-ready po ni God yung puso natin. And I want to show God's instruction in this way. First, let us look at the comparison between a right heart versus a wrong heart. Okay? Why? Because God wants them to have the right heart. Ganun din po tayo. Ano po ba yung tinatawag na right heart? Right heart means the fear of God. Okay, sabi po din sa verse 6, so you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in His ways and by fearing Him. So fearing His name, ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Fearing the Lord means revering His name, honoring Him, respecting the name of the Lord. To fear Him is to uphold Him with the highest respect. When we say we fear the Lord, we do what He requires. Okay, when we fear the Lord, we trust and obey Him. To fear is to be awed. Okay, listen to this. To be is to be awed at the point of withdrawing to something good or bad. And at this point, it is withdrawing from the bad things. Gusto ni God, layuan natin yung mga hindi magandang bagay. That's why He is telling us okay, in His Word, and He's telling the Israelites through Moses that you need to fear His name. Sabi po sa Proverbs 8:13, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. Also, Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. You see, meron pong magandang gagawin sa buhay natin when we have the fear of the Lord, when we learn to respect Him. Kaya nga sinasabi rito sa Proverbs 8 at saka Proverbs 19, when we fear the Lord, we need to hate the evil. Hindi po pwedeng we are fearing the Lord, pero in-embrace pa rin po natin yung evil. Hindi po. Kasi sabi nga, the fear of the Lord leads to life. And the fear of the Lord will not only lead to life, but in our text, sabi po din sa binasa natin, it will lead, okay, it will lead them to the land of plenty. Ganun din po tayo. God can lead us to the land of plenty. Sunod po sa atin, gusto po natin ma-experience nun. O ma-experience yun. Okay, kapag nasa land of plenty na po tayo, we will now be called plentito and plentita. Hindi po ito yung nag-aalaga ng mga halaman, kundi nag-aalaga ng yaman galing sa Diyos. Come on now, sino po sa atin gusto nun, di ba? We are becoming a good steward, okay, nung mga resources ni God. Of course, when we fear the Lord, when the fear of the Lord is in our hearts, then we can walk in His way. Yun din po yung sabi dun sa verse 6. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in His ways. Because naniniwala po ako na binaligtad ko lang siya, we cannot walk in the ways of the Lord without fearing His name. Kaya naniniwala po ako rito na nauna po yung fearing His name bago po tayo makapag-walk with God. Now, to walk in the ways of the Lord is to walk in His commands. Okay? And here, the Israelites were instructed to walk in the ways of God. And the ways of God is no secret to the Israel. And it's no secret to us as well. In fact, we can hear it in our conscience. Okay? Alam po ba ninyo na God has put a built-in conscience in us that detects if what is going on in our heart is wrong or right, and if our action is pleasing to God or not. It is also a command that we need to follow, that we should walk in it. Why? Because walking in God's way means going to it intentionally. Okay, let me repeat that. Walking in God's ways means going to God intentionally. Ibig sabihin that we need to walk forward to God's ways with necessary effort. Kasi possible po na meron tayong good intention, pero ayaw nating gumawa ng effort. Ano pong tawag doon? Diba? Baliwala po yun. Kahit na good po yung intention natin, pero wala po tayong effort. Okay, to do it. It takes commitment to walk in God's ways. Come on now. It's an everyday decision, dedication, and devotion to God in order for us to walk. So pag nagagawa na po natin yun, when it becomes a habit, now it becomes our lifestyle. So walking in the ways of God is a lifestyle. Kapag sinabing lifestyle, habang buhay po, hindi sala sa init o sala sa lamig. Again, the fear of the Lord that motivates us to walk in His ways and that will lead for us to have a right heart. And you know what is coming? Siyempre, kung meron pong right heart, meron po tayong tinatawag na wrong heart. Ano po yung wrong heart dito? Kanina, yung right heart natin is the fear of God. The wrong heart is arrogant heart. Sabi sa verse 17, beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You see, no, pag binasa natin verse 17, hindi naman natin makikita yung word na boastful or arrogance. Pero mararamdaman natin, there's the spirit of boasting behind this reasoning. It is already implied here in this statement. And pride is the root of arrogance. Being boastful is relying on our own abilities, okay? And getting all the credit to ourselves, which contradicts dun sa sinasabi po ng Deuteronomy 8. In fact, being boastful is being proud. And the Bible said that He gives grace to the humble but opposes the proud. So pagka arrogant po yung puso natin, God will oppose us. Being boastful leads to deception. That ability originates from us and not from God. Okay? Being boastful is believing in our hearts that God has nothing to do with every inch of success we have accomplished and the things that we will still accomplish. So let me illustrate to you the picture of having an arrogant heart to both rich and the poor. So yung rich people po, pagka po wala silang right heart, then every time they or he or she will gain. Okay, every time na magkakaroon siya ng success, he or she will say, this is because of my hard work that I become richer and richer. All right? Again, sasabihin niya, this is because of my hard work that I become richer and richer. If poor people will not have the right heart, then the poor people, as they gain momentum in life, as they get out of poverty hole, he or she will say, or they will say, this is because of my hard work, or this is because of our hard work that I get out of poverty. Now, ano po yung difference dun sa attitude dun dalawa? Wala po. Pero ano po ang common denominator sa attitude nila nung dalawa, nung rich and poor? It's pride. Tama po kayo. Alam niyo po kung anong tawag doon? Di ba? Kung meron po tayong tinatawag na theology which focuses on God, ito po ang tawag dito kapag boastful tayo or arrogant tayo, ang tawag po doon, ecology. Alam niyo po kung bakit ecology? Ecology because it focuses on ourselves. Puro ako, ako, ako. Me, myself, and Mar. O, di ba? Triple M, me, myself, and Mar. Di ba? You see, abundance and lack will truly reveal what's in our hearts. Wow. So we need to be aware of this. Now, the second comparison po that we will look at with regards to the Lord's instruction is right focus versus the wrong focus. Ano po ba yung right focus? Right focus means yung focus natin is on the provider. Verse 10b, sabi doon, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. You see, the Lord instructs them that when they are already in the promised land, okay, and they are already enjoying the fruits of the land, they shall bless the Lord. Iyon po yung instruction dun sa verse 10. Sabi doon, you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord. Now, the right focus here is to look at the provider. If our focus is on God, then we can bless Him, okay, for whatever He has given to us. And to bless the Lord is to acknowledge that He is our provider. To bless the Lord is to thank Him for what He has given us. To bless the Lord is to live daily in utter dependence on Him, saying that apart from you, Lord, I have no good thing. To bless the Lord means we recognize that He is the one who gives us the ability to produce wealth. Amen? Blessing the Lord is honoring Him with our resource by giving our tithes. Alam niyo po ba yung mga kabayo kung bakit meron silang tinatawag na blinkers or blinders? Okay? Kasi po, no? Para yung kabayo hindi po tumingin sa left at saka sa right. Dahil sa sobrang laki po ng mata niya, no, sa magkabilang gilid, kapag wala pong blinkers and blinders, malulula po yung horse, hindi niyo malaman kung saan siya magpo-focus. Kaya meron siyang blinders or blankers. Okay? Para diretso lang po yung tingin nila. It's the same thing with us. Our right focus is our provider or the provider, which is the Lord. And how do we know if God is really our focus? Paano po ba natin malalaman? Sige po, isip-isip tayo. Okay, paano natin malalaman if God is our focus? When we lose everything, let's say, properties, bank accounts, investments, and yet, we are still following God and honoring Him. I believe that's the answer. Kung paano po natin malalaman kung nakafocus pa rin tayo kay God. Kasi yung iba po, di ba alam natin, pag nawala yung mga material na bagay, wala na, talagang tuliro na rin sila. And when we have the right focus, which is the provider, then we can cancel any deception from the enemy. In fact, we can say to the devil, we can say no dun sa mga alluring na ginagawa ng enemy sa buhay natin. Kasi the world and the enemy will tell us, dito ka, mag-focus, halika rito. Pero if our focus is on our provider, guess what? We can say no, okay, to the desires of the devil. We can no to the desires of our sinful heart. We can say no, okay, or cancel lahat ng deception ng enemy. I remember yung story po ni Joseph. Diba, alam po natin, when he was promoted, he did not lose his focus from honoring God in respecting Potiphar. Okay, by not giving in to the temptation of the wife. Joseph was so focused that he said, "My master," sabi niya dun sa wife, "My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. Then how could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" You see, Joseph was centered in on God. He was laser focused that he did not want to sin against the Lord. Pero may na-notice po ako rito sa Genesis 39, yung sinabi ni Joseph na "My master has withheld nothing from me." I believe it is the same thing that God is doing, okay, to all of us, and kung ano pa rin po yung gagawin ni God sa ating lahat. He is not withholding things from us, and He will not withhold things from us, especially if our focus is on our provider, which is God. Kaya nga po, sabihin nga po natin, right focus. Di ba? Ang right focus po natin is our provider. I remember yung sinasabi po sa Romans 8:31b-32, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?" Come on now! Woohoo! You see, God can give us all things, but we need to make sure, church, that we will not have a wrong focus. Many focuses on God in spite of the pandemic. Many draw near and closer to God. And because of that, many people experience God more than the provision. And ang dami pong mga answered prayers last time sa major prayer and fasting. Ang dami po natin narinig nung time na nag-attend po tayo ng mga prayer meetings natin in the evening. Sobrang nakaka-encourage po. Mayroong mga nakareceive ng healing, may nakareceive ng provision, yung ibang mga nawalan ng trabaho, nagkaroon na ng trabaho, yung mga nawalan ng business, nagkaroon ulit. Woo! God is good! Amen? Now, what is the wrong focus here? Kung meron tayong right focus, which is the provider, the wrong focus here is the provision. Sabi dun sa verse 7, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountain and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, and pomegranates, and a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing." Nandun na, nasa inyo na ang lahat. Di ba? Parang sinasabi ko, nasa inyo na ang lahat. Nasa inyo na ang lahat. Di ba? A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. Grabe! Di ba? Pag ganun mo lang daw ng lupa, meron na mga tanso. Meron na mga iron ka makikita. Saan ka pa? And the best part here is that you shall eat and be full. You see, the provisions of God are actually so good to have. Why not? Di ba? They are from a wonderful God. Ang sarap may experience noon. But when we focus on the provision rather than on the provider, then we lose our focus on God, which is the source. Come on! These provisions are supposed to be for our good and enjoyment. Listen, church. But when we get mesmerized with it, indulge in it, run after it, till we neglect to remember the provider, then it becomes a scale in our eyes, blocking us to see God. Woo! Come on! Remember, these provisions are good, but they are just temporary. Kaya nga, di ba, dun sa wilderness, sinasabi ni God, pag kumuha kayo ng mana, yung sapat lang, kasi mawawala agad yan. Ano nangyari dun sa mga Israelites? Kumuha sila ng sobra-sobra. Kasi ano eh, masyadong gahaman eh. Ano nangyari? Nabulok. Ano instruction ni God? Kumuha lang kayo ng sapat lang. Again, remember, these provisions are good, but they are just temporary. While the provider is eternal. So let us not make provisions our focus. I remember 2 Corinthians 4:18. Sabi na, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, Okay, but on what is unseen? Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Doon po pumalpak yung mga Israelita. Masyado sila na-focus doon sa maraming bagay, sa mga kinakain nila, sa mga pangangailangan nila. Nakalimutan nila mag-focus on God who is eternal. And I believe maybe God is telling the same thing to you. Anak, mag-focus ka sa akin. Don't concern yourself too much on the provisions. Because I believe God is telling you today, I got you. Diba, type nga po natin doon sa comment section, I got you. Wow. Because of the goodness of God, again, sinasabi po doon sa verse 10, na we shall eat, or you shall eat and be full. Sinasabi po rito na we will really eat and be satisfied. And this is given already. It's not a question whether God will provide or not. Because God will make it happen. Come on. God will make it happen. But you see, because of the presence of sin in our hearts, there is a tendency that we can focus on the provision rather than focus on the provider. Another situation po that many led to have a wrong focus is when pandemic explodes. Many were shaken. Many were caught off guard. Many focused on the situation and not to God. Many has embraced fears rather than to respond in faith. I remember 10 years ago, na-experience po natin yan. Masyado kami nag-focus sa MPD partner namin at saka tutorial ng wife ko. And yet, the Lord corrected us nung year 2010. 10 years na nga ba yun? No? More than 10 years. And the Lord said to us, I am your source. We repented. And eventually, God provided for us. Alam niyo po ba, last year, we were tested again. Because Connie was diagnosed with cancer, instead na maging default namin si God, dahil hindi namin alam kung ano yung dapat namin gawin. Mas almost po na na-embrace namin kung ano po yung sinasabi ng ibang kaibigan namin. Instead of believing God and trusting God for the provisions para dun sa treatment niya, dumating po dun, po kami dun sa point na mas na-focus kami sa tao at saka yung kung anong kaya namin gawin. But you see, I thank God for the leaders who rebuke us and encourage us, okay, and help us to be aligned with God again. Because after 1 year, guess what? After dealing that in our hearts, Lord, we're sorry, we repent, God, from focusing God dun sa provisions and not focusing to the provider. After repenting, after 1 year, the Lord provided everything that we need. And gusto ko ibalita sa inyo, wala pong metastasis ng cancer na kumalat sa katawan ng asawa ko. And I believe my wife Connie is free of cancer. Hallelujah! Woo! That's what happens when we trust on the provider and not on the provision. What's the point of our preaching this afternoon? The point is, having a right heart and a right focus on God will enable us to remember that it is God, it is He who gives us the ability to produce wealth. Hindi po tayo. Wala po tayong kakayahan. Diniposit po lang ito lahat ni God in us. Why? Because of His mercy and love for all of us. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we come to you, Lord God, in humility. Lord, we say today, we are sorry, Lord God. Lord, kung nagkaroon kami, Lord God, ng wrong focus, Lord God. Kung nagkaroon kami, Lord God, ng wrong heart, God. Lord, we're sorry, Lord God, kung ang naging focus namin, Lord God, yung provision more than you. Lord, kung ang na-embrace namin is having the wrong heart, kung naging arrogant yung mga puso namin, rather than, Lord God, having the fear of God in our hearts. Lord, we come to you right now in humility. We bow down to you. Lord, please forgive us right now, in Jesus' name. In fact, I just want also to pray that prayer to some of us maybe na-experience mo rin to, no? You fail to trust God fully. Nagkaroon ka ng disobedience. Nag-disobey ka kay God. Or nung na-experience natin pandemic, instead of putting your faith on God, we complain too much. Or probably na-lose natin focus kay God. Naging arrogant tayo. Can we all come to God right now and say, Lord, we're sorry, Lord God, for all these things, for this attitude, Lord God. Dahil, Lord, natakot, Lord, yung karamihan sa amin. Kaya po, Lord God, ito po yung naging response namin. We're sorry, Lord. God, we repent, Lord, and ask for forgiveness. Would you embrace us, Lord God, right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, would you embrace and release forgiveness, God, to those people, Lord, who are calling to you right now. Also, I pray for those who are in lack. I pray that your faith to rise in the name of Jesus. Kung ikaw po ito, no? Yung na-experience mo yung lack, probably nawalan ka ng trabaho, nag-struggle financially, would you lift your hands right now and say, Lord, that's me. Lord, I pray for faith to rise upon these people. Lord, I pray that you strengthen their faith in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that starting today, their faith will be anchored on you no matter what, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, you see, the starting point of charging to trust in God is for us to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That's the starting point. We will have a hard time trusting God if we will not welcome Him or accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. If you are that person, pwede ka bang mag-heart emoticon kung hindi mo pa tinatanggap si Jesus? And let me pray for you. Would you follow this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I realize today, God, that for me, Lord God, to trust you is I should welcome you, Lord God, in my life. And welcoming you means, Lord God, acknowledging my weakness, acknowledging that I am a sinner, acknowledging, Lord God, that I need you in my life. Lord, today, I am sorry for all my sins. And I receive you as my Lord and Master. Thank you, Father, for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for embracing me and welcoming me today. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Help me to love and follow you and serve you starting today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Kung ikaw po yung tao na nag-pray na yun, would you message us through this number na nakita nyo or scan nyo po itong QR code na to so that we can follow up on you and we can help you dun po sa decision na ginawa nyo today. So, that's it. God bless you, everyone, and may you have a great week ahead of you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.